Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Keynote by CNBC Events. I'm Tyler Matheson. On this podcast, we bring you in-depth, candid conversations with executives, experts, and thought leaders. On this episode, you'll hear from Gianda Sachdeva, LinkedIn's Vice President of Product, and Nina Vaca, Chairman and CEO of Pinnacle Group, who say that despite the hiring challenges small businesses face right now, they see opportunities as well. From building a strong online presence to offering flexible work options and creative compensation packages, Sachdeva and Vaca share their proven and effective strategies for attracting top talent right now. They spoke to my colleague Sharon Epperson at CNBC's Small Business Playbook on August 11th, 2021, about effectively recruiting in a tight labor market. Here's their conversation.
Nina Vaca, you are a small business owner. You have been a lifelong entrepreneur with a staffing company for IT and professional staffing to the Fortune 500. And you say that, yes, the pandemic has presented challenges, but there are significant opportunities, even in hiring. Why do you say that?
You know, what we just witnessed in the last piece is a beautiful example of entrepreneurship being creative, resourceful, and adaptable. And that is exactly, I think, the opportunity for small businesses right now. In the last 25 years that I've seen, this is an unprecedented time for small businesses because now we can compete. A small business can be flexible, creative, and how they find talent and how they attract talent. You've seen the statistics. People are valuing the opportunity to work from home. They're valuing the opportunity to have a flexible work schedule, to integrate their lives in their business and live one full integrated life. So all I see is opportunity, Sharon. There is a real opportunity for small businesses to win by being creative, resourceful, and flexible. Three tangible ideas are how you find and attract talent, being flexible and creative in comp and how you bring them. Number two, the opportunity to lower your costs of infrastructure. And number three, we can talk and unpack this later, but taking advantage of the gig economy, which is a $1 trillion marketplace in America today. Taking advantage. Those are three tangible ideas of how small businesses can win in this market.
Absolutely. And another tangible way to win in this market is to make sure that people know your brand, that consumers know your brand, but also top talent that you potentially want to hire knows your brand. And that's where LinkedIn comes in. And Gianda, I wanted to ask you about what people should know about building that brand specifically to reach the right employees for their business.
Yeah, thank you for asking that. It's so important to have a strong employer brand when you're attracting talent. And we highly recommend businesses to have a digital presence. Kevin just talked about the digital transformation that happened at a rapid pace because of the pandemic. But it's great because small businesses are embracing their digital representation on the internet. And LinkedIn is one place where they do it. So you can easily go onto LinkedIn and set up a company page, which then represents your employer brand. In fact, we've seen in the data that seekers engage with the employer brand for months before they actually hit apply on a job posting. So it's important that you set up a page, set up a digital presence, use it to reflect your values, your purpose, your mission in the society, and let seekers have a preview into what it would feel like working at your company.
Gianda, I need to ask you, though, many people might be saying, I have my LinkedIn page, I'm set. But, you know, they may not have done it the best way to reach the right people. So what are two of the biggest mistakes that small business owners make on LinkedIn? And what are the two tools or things that they must do to really make sure they're enhancing their business and their brand as much as possible in terms of their online presence?
Great question. So the first mistake could be not having a LinkedIn page. So I could not recommend this more strongly. Do have a LinkedIn page, set it up on your and especially have some of the people in your company and team who are good with social media manage it. But the second thing is to create an active community. For small businesses, this could mean a community of their current customers or future customers, or it could mean a community of current and future employees, or all of the above. And we've seen small businesses do wonderful things with this community. A perfect example is a small business in Dubai named RTC Road and Traffic Engineering. It's a 44-person small company. It's a civil engineering organization. And they posted from their company page a list of all the openings that they had. And within a few days, that single post got almost 1,400 reactions and more than 1,000 comments. And if you go through the comments, there were people raising their hands and saying, I'm interested in working at your company. So with a single post, they were not only able to get the brand awareness up, but also many people raising their hands and expressing interest in working with them. So these are some tangible ways where if you set up a page and start posting actively, you will see the community give back. And we've seen this play out in many ways. There is one example of an organization in the US called Product Faculty, which actually hosted its entire annual conference through LinkedIn Live. And when they went live, there were so many people who engaged with their content. They produce comprehensive training and resources for product management. It's a 16-person organization, but the amount of brand awareness they got by hosting their entire conference online is incredible. And there were over 1,000 comments during their live session, and many of them wanting to learn more, hopefully becoming future customers, and some even becoming future employees.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until
that presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case
unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools. I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You know, we've had thousands of people register for this event, and many people already sending in questions that they want both of you to answer. So I want to get to some of their questions right now. One of them comes actually on video from Stephen. Let's look at it.
Hello, my name is Stephen Pajevic from Sarasota, Florida. My question is, while attempting to hire in this economy, what is the best way to share our message, our unique value proposition, and culture? We want to hire great team members. But short of simply posting the job opening online, how do we get people engaged, thinking of us, and become the place potential team members actually seek out? Our company is engaged in the community, is sustainable, environmentally conscious, and exudes qualities of diversity, equity, and inclusion. In short, what should we do now? Thank you.
Well, Nina, I think that this person has really outlined their mission and purpose pretty clearly here. I'm not sure if their LinkedIn page says all that, but what do you think? What is your answer to Stephen? What should be done now?
You know, a great opportunity just to build on what we were talking about in LinkedIn is to use social media presence to communicate not what you think people want to hear, but what your values truly are. You cannot fake authenticity. And so by really speaking about your values and not just yourself as the CEO or the entrepreneur, but your people, nobody speaks louder than your current people and how they really feel about working at your company. I think it's important to be transparent about values because recruiting people to your business, recruiting in the essence of the word, is about combining the right people with the right opportunity. So being transparent about what the opportunity and the challenges are in your business, and you're going to attract the right people.
Excellent. Excellent. Another question. Letizia wrote us with this question. Do you have any helpful tips for a recruiter for work at home positions? What can I do to not sound gimmicky while recruiting? Janda, what do you say?
Yeah, I think there is a lot of changes happening in the workplace almost everywhere. And so this is becoming more commonplace for people to talk and ask about workplace options. Is it remote? Is it flexible? Is it hybrid? So I think it's actually a conversation that people want to have. And if your organization has a specific policy around this, it's actually worth sharing and talking about so people can chime in and share their feedback. We call this the great reshuffle, where the employers and the employees are starting to think about the values that matter to them. And then whenever these shared values come together, that's going to be a very good match going forward between employers and employees. So it's not so much a conversation in the background anymore. Everyone wants to talk about this. So we highly recommend people mention it in job posting, on their company page, have the CEOs talk about it, just like Nina just mentioned about thought leadership.
Excellent. And Nina, Sandy has this question. I have a non-medical home care agency, and staffing has always been a problem. It's even worse now, and the potential employees are calling the shots. How do we turn this around where a small business person is not being held hostage to the labor market? What do you say, Nina?
Being creative about what you offer. Again, you've seen Ernst & Young just released a study among 16,000 people in a variety countries about how much exactly people are valuing their flexibility and their ability to work from home and their ability to integrate their lives. And so I think it's really important that you get very, very creative in comp programs. You can also get creative, again, by taking advantage of the gig economy. The gig economy today, 36% of American workers are part of the gig economy. It's one of the fastest growing sectors. It is $1 trillion. It is the phenomenal tsunami that will continue to grow. If it continues to grow at this pace, the gig economy will employ 50% of Americans by the year 2027. And so you can get very creative as a small business by outsourcing small projects to the gig economy. There is a number of online platforms today. Some of them are more specialized and some of them are more general. But you have seen some of them. You've heard of them. SheWorks, Fiverr, TaskRabbit, Upwork. These are all online platforms that you could leverage to get projects done within your business in a way that small businesses have never been able to take advantage before. This is part of the unprecedented times. And one of the things I really want to talk about is that this is a time for action. We are not going to get multiple rebounds. This is a rebound environment. This is a time for action. This is a time for bold steps. This is where you Absolutely. Can, it's a career-making environment. It's a name-making environment. This is a time for action. I want to invite all entrepreneurs to really be in the mindset that this and the dynamics and the challenges around us, they are happening for us. They're not happening to us. And if we can change our mindset to the fact that they're happening for us, then we start to get really creative.
Absolutely. And a lot of people want some actionable steps that they can take right now. They're on fire on Twitter, sending in questions as well. One question on Twitter, this person is asking, as a small business owner, it's difficult to pay your staff 100% during these pandemic times. Order fulfillment and billing would happen only when things return to normal. What other benefits can we extend to staff so they feel motivated to continue to work? So, Gianda, my question to you is, what benefits trend the most on LinkedIn? What are potential employees looking for, and what should small business owners be sure to include?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think Nina mentioned the flexibility in the opening. This is very important right now. Everyone has flexibility on their minds, and that's a benefit that is here to stay. Another one that we think is actually something people have started caring about a lot more now is culture. So if you have a company's culture that stands out apart from the peers and other competitors, it's a great asset to talk about and explain. And the more people start to see your company more than a brand, it's a humanizing the brand movement where people see the thought leaders behind the organization, people see who the other people are who are propping the company up. I think that connection goes a very long way. So relationships matter. That's always been important for LinkedIn, but even so more in an environment now as people are coming out of a very uncertain time in the world.
That was LinkedIn's VP of Product, Gianda Sachdeva. She joined Pinnacle Group Chairman and CEO Nina Vacca, as well as CNBC's Sharon Epperson, at the Small Business Playbook event on August 11th, 2021. Our thanks to all of them. The Keynote is produced by the CNBC Events team. For more information on upcoming CNBC events and how you can join us, please visit cnbcevents.com. I'm Tyler Matheson. Thanks for listening.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.